This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. Getting a lot of activity over on Getter right now. So, folks, I appreciate that. We're building quite a little empire over there, if you will. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the weather like tonight out there?
Well, you know, it was pretty warm today, so right now we just got a 58 degrees registering right now, but it'll be back up in the 80s tomorrow.
We are the same temperature right here.
Wow.
Yep, and it's, let's see, clear skies.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. How about that? All right, yeah. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States. Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. There you go. And, folks, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're not going to let you forget that. So there you go. Well, you know, Kyle, again, getting back to what's going on here, leading from behind is not leading at all. Would you agree with that statement?
I would, of course.
Well, Joe Biden has approached the crisis in Ukraine just as he has every acute issue in his administration, everything that they face, reactively leading, as they say, from behind. Now, from the supply chain crisis to record inflation, the collapse of Afghanistan, and Biden's abandonment of thousands of Americans, right up to Vladimir Putin's war of aggression into Ukraine and energy policy, Biden has barely acted tactically, let alone strategically.
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't know if it's just a fear of taking the lead, or if it is really, Captain, just an ineptness on the part of Joe Biden. He seems to have been on the wrong side of a lot of decisions over many, many years. But Captain, you know, we're not seeing Joe Biden take on his own political rivals. Yes, he did talk about defunding the police, and that was a big controversial thing because it went against the far left. But in this particular case, and by the way, it's very important to go against the left for defunding the police, but in this case, in terms of strategically for where we're sitting with our allies against Russia, the president should be leading by saying, we are going to drill, we are going to bring more oil, this is a national security issue, I'm the president, and in the words of Harry Truman, the buck stops here.
Well, even as the U.S. ramps up the sanctions and Biden trails other Western leaders, Biden only agreed to limited swift sanctions when Germany and Eastern Europe got out ahead of him on that.
Well, exactly. And that's the leading from behind, basically. It's kind of like getting on the bandwagon and then trying to sort of take credit and say, you know, he's rallying the allies and this kind of thing. But, Captain, the world does look, like it or lump it, the world looks to the Oval Office to say, what's happening next? Where are we going with this? That's the role that Joe Biden has to fill. You know, we make a lot of comparisons to Donald Trump, but you could use other presidents as well. They've typically acted more decisively on the whole than Joe Biden is acting. And by the way, you know, when you have other people of your administration like John Kerry saying, oh, my goodness, this is going to have a lot of emissions out there and we got to worry about the climate change and so forth. Talk about tone deaf, and the president should have shut that down immediately.
Well, Biden had an opportunity to keep Putin at bay by aggressively producing oil and natural gas to keep the prices low and Russian profits minimal. But even in this crisis, Biden wants to avoid, of all things, sanctions on Russian energy sales to keep even higher energy and gas prices going on to further undermine his domestic support. Now, leading from behind is not leading at all, and that's what's going on, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'm exactly right. Exactly right, Captain. And, you know, I thought that wasn't President Trump the Russian operative that was always helping Russia and he would do these things. But yet here we are. Donald Trump's been out of office for over a year. Joe Biden's there and he's not taking those extreme measures. It's unfortunate because he's got to explain to the American people why we are buying Russian oil.
Here's the whole point of everything that I just said. And it is the whole point. And if anybody's not paying attention to this, shame on them. If we had had Donald Trump as our president right now, we would have been having great economic times. We wouldn't have had all these problems we got going on. And we would be a lot better off right now. Mark my words. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood, and it's a Wednesday morning.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff, and we appreciate that. By the way, we'll see Jeff again tomorrow down there in Sarasota at Mixon's Roadside Cafe. We'll be down there on Thursday for Have Lunch for the Captain, our monthly lunch down there. Hope you folks down there can join us. We always have a really good group there. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And, you know, people ask me why I take Relief Factor, and I tell them it's simple, because it works. I've been taking it for over 7 years. And then I get into talking about what it is that it does, because not only is it designed to help you with the pain that you're in and the swelling and the discomfort that you've got, but it's also designed to help heal whatever the problem is you got going on. And I did say designed to heal. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor, which is an all-natural product, they started with four of the best ingredients you could have, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation and swelling. That's right, four ingredients that deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway that works. And if it works for me, it'll work for you. Now, the product that's in there is called turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, something that's good for you anyway. It's like taking a rejuvenation and renewal type of ailment or a product that will help with the ailment that you got going on. Now, in some people, it takes a little longer than others, but eventually it does work. It has to get in your body, and depending on how bad off you are, it will work. So, $19.95 is what it costs for the 60-count 3-week quick start. That's right. And then after that, you go on automatic delivery. And the 3-week quick start is all it takes to get it all going for $19.95. Now, you can go over to my website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and get started right there. There's no club to join. There's no any type of extra charge. It's whatever it is, because we don't do that. I don't do that stuff, unlike some other people and places that do. So if you just want to get to Relief Factor, you're in Lakeland, and away you go. All right, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a former business partner of Hunter Biden just received some very bad news from the Department of Justice as he was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day for defrauding an Indian casino, of all things, of, I believe it was $100,000.
Yeah, that's, you know, starting to hit pretty close, don't you think?
Well,
yeah,
it didn't bother the father. It didn't come close to the father, but it certainly came close to Hunter because he was one of Hunter's partners.
Precisely. Because, Captain, it seems that, you know, on a lot of Hunter's dealings, he was dealing with a lot of people who are perhaps not the best people to deal with, and but yet what's still very damning is the talk about the big guy, or, you know, the big guy's cut, as it were, or this kind of thing. And unfortunately, Captain, we're still putting all those pieces together. A lot of people are doing this, but it never really hit a critical mass, especially at the most important time that it should have, and that is when the American people were making their decision who to vote for.
Now, I want you to hear something. I want the audience to hear something that's really weird. Justin Trudeau in Canada is not necessarily 100% all together, right?
Right, right.
So Justin Trudeau attempted to talk tough by declaring a ban on Russian oil. They're banning Russian oil. We're not going to use any oil. Well, there's one little problem with that. Do you know what it is, Kyle?
What's that?
They haven't imported any Russian oil in Canada in over 10 years.
Well, but it's a wonderful statement to put out, don't you think? It seems to get you in the news. It's topical.
They think you're stupid that you're not going to check this stuff out.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You know, actually, that brings up a point, Captain, I was thinking about watching when I was watching the State of the Union. And that is, I think, you know, because the president can rattle off all these things in his speech that actually, you know, didn't really happen, or they're not really true, they are counting on people not checking things out. Just go up there and paint a rosy picture, right? And have Kamala and have Nancy Pelosi smile and clap and nod their heads. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This is wonderful. You did a wonderful job. And people go, okay, everything must be great. I'll vote for Democrats again or something. But they're counting on people not checking things out.
Now, one of the things that the president of the Ukraine did was he said that if anyone wanted to come and help them fight any professional soldiers or retirees or whatnot, they would welcome their help. And we do know of a team of 10 elite special forces veterans, 6 from the U.S., the other 4 from England, or SAS guys, have stepped up and volunteered to fight for Ukraine. But here's the deal. They're also going to go over there and train people.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think one of the most important components of that would be the training, the advice, the counsel. You know, Captain, warfare is something you just don't, run over there and start fighting.
You think?
But if you have training, or you know what to expect, and, you know, something we were talking about, too, regarding the Russian army, you know, they're not combat-hardened soldiers.
They're conscripts.
You know, precisely.
Yep.
And so they're coming into this situation. They're not perhaps able to adapt and reconfigure as you would if you had had fighting units that had seen combat in the past. And so that's right. So, but the skills, knowledge, and deployment of that knowledge can really turn the tide.
And one of the things I heard was going on with the Russian Army yesterday, which I will verify tomorrow with Colonel Wright when he comes on the program, because Colonel Wright is now on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we'll talk about it tomorrow with him. But one of the things I heard about was that one of the reasons the convoy was bottled up was because they were punching holes in their gas tanks intentionally, running out of gas. You run out of gas, can't go anywhere.
Well, that's very true. Very true. So you see, it's that kind of, for lack of a better term, guerrilla warfare, right? That actually stings the enemy and causes these other issues to happen. I don't think that Vladimir Putin really counted on any of this kind of stuff. Here we are, Captain. I think it's day 7, right, of the invasion. And Vladimir Putin would have thought this would have been over by day 2 or 3, you know, comparatively speaking. And certainly not to see the level of resistance that they're getting.
And there are some MiG-29s that Ukraine had that I think they flew over into Poland that are on the ground over there right now. They're looking for pilots for them that want to volunteer to carry out missions, because this would be the time to fly over there and take that convoy out.
Precisely. This is, you know, this is literally for all the marbles. And you have these people in Ukraine, the Ukrainians, who are fighting for their home, fighting for their lives, no doubt. And, they've got to take care of business.
Now, the other thing is, we had the State of the Union, and our governor, Ron DeSantis, rejected the president's request, Joe Biden, to have Florida send National Guard troops to help protect the State of the Union of the Capitol while the speech was going on against the incoming trucker protests. And he said, nope, not going to do it.
Right. I don't think there were any incidents, as far as I know. I mean, they put up the fencing.
It's because they never came into D.C.
Exactly.
I told you they weren't coming into D.C. I told everybody what they were going to do. They were outside on the Beltway, driving around, slowing the traffic up.
Yep. Well, of course, they put the fencing back up as, again, sort of like a theatrical type of thing.
Yeah.
But nothing was brewing. Nothing went, you know, thankfully, there wasn't anything reason to have a fence up.
And there's two more convoys en route right now to D.C.
Right.
They aren't there yet, but they're there. Or, I mean, they're going to be there. All right, now.
Well, exactly.
Now, Kamala Harris mercilessly got mocked by people for saying the voters got what they asked for by electing her and Joe Biden.
That's true. They have mercilessly mocked her for that. You know, it's like, well, they got rid of Trump, and Trump's not in the office anymore. But the voters never got what they... The voters never asked, Captain,
yep,
for $5 gallons of gas.
Yep. Well, hold the fort there, and folks will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming back your way.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday night.
I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders,
who built billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more.
President Biden, during his first State of the Union address, the president beginning his speech on foreign policy after Russia invaded Ukraine last week, the president with another major announcement he hopes will put the squeeze on Russia.
I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dow fell nearly 600 points on Tuesday, or 1.8%, one day after stocks capped off their second straight month of declines to start the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. To call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Now, see, that's Jeff in Sarasota. He gets all those ideas like that when he has a big breakfast, and he gets a lot of brain power that way. All right, this part of the program, Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, great guy, great company. He's got this page right there on his homepage called the Radio Listener Specials page. It's a special box, and what you do is you latch onto that box, you hook up, double-click on it, and it will open up and show you well over 150 items in there, all deeply marked down in terms of discounts. 50% off, 67% off, 75% off. Some of us buy one, get one. You'll always need to use the promo code to get those prices. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Very simple. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And you can give them a call and talk to a live person if you want at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, we got a caller on the line, but you've found something that Kamala said, and I think you're going to play it. I think you're able to play it. What was it she said? I want to hear this.
Well, Captain, yes, Kamala Harris was on a radio program called The Morning Hustle, and she was asked to simply put the war in Ukraine, everything we've been talking about, into quote-unquote layman's terms. So here's what the Vice President of the United States, here's how she describes what's happening over in Ukraine. Let's listen in.
Watching any level of news, even social media, you're seeing everything that's going on right now in the Ukraine. Break it down in layman's terms for people who don't understand what's going on and how can this directly affect the people of the United States.
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically that's wrong.
So there you have it. That's really all the explanation I think any of us need, don't you think, Captain?
Is she ignorant? She doesn't even know the history behind how the Ukraine got to be Ukraine.
Exactly.
Oh, it's another country. It's a little country. Jeez. All right, let's go to the phone. Good God. Let's go to the phone line. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Hello, Elliot.
Hey. All right, Captain, look, you guys hit the nail on the head. She is one real dumbass.
That's right.
Look here, Captain, I want to share something with you right now. You know, about 4 weeks ago, Captain and Kyle, I told you about the Jalisco Cartel New Generation in Michoacan, Mexico.
Yep.
Now, who threatened lives of U.S. FDA inspectors who were there to inspect avocados for diseases. Now, the two most powerful, wealthy cartels in Mexico is the Sinaloa and the Jalisco Cartel New Generation.
Yep.
There are over dozens of other cartels. Now, in Mexico, there are several instances where the Jalisco Cartel members show up at funerals or wakes, remove people at gunpoint, and kills everyone. They shot 9 dead. Then they approached another wake and killed 7. Just the other day, filmed and put on social media. If you don't believe me, folks, go to social media. You'll see it if it's still up. You know, is the death of 17 men that the Jalisco, these are the same cartels that was going to take out our FDA inspectors in Mexico. America, check yourself and see how many Americans and foreigners who travel to Mexico never to be seen or heard from again. A 10-year veteran, Mexican-American Border Patrol, said months ago in an interview, he said, I have not been home to visit my family in Mexico over 9 years. All it takes is one person in Mexico to recognize me. They would kill me instant or call the cartel to kill me. Captain, I wanted to share that with you. God bless. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. And, you know, the cartels south of the border, it's like dealing with a whole bunch of little armies. You know that, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes, of course.
And consequently, we should deal with them the same way. I've said this for years, and we won't do it. And I don't know why, because we're big enough and powerful enough, we should be able to do it. If I knew where the bad guys were on the other side of the border, I would take my military, not my DEA, of course they'd be involved as a backup, but I'd take my military, I would come right in, and I would destroy their property and the places that they had going, where they were putting all these drugs together, manufacturing them, and whatnot. That's what I would do. Now, people have said, well, it's another country. You can't do that. Well, the other country's not doing anything. Somebody's got to do it. So how about if we do it?
Well, certainly when you look at the issues of national security and the dangers that are presented to the United States and its citizens, by the way, yeah, that's right. You'd be able to craft a pretty good argument for taking action.
Yeah, because they aren't, so we need to.
Well, right, and this is the whole idea of whether or not you're going to have people coming across the border because they've moved their product across the border. Mm-hmm. It's harmful to the citizens. It's destabilizing. Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, you could craft a very good argument to take this kind of action.
Now, our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is a pretty good governor. I would rate him the best governor in the country right now, bar none. But he definitely has come out and said something about Putin, which I think needs to be done. You ready?
Yep.
I think he needs to hit Putin where it hurts, and that would be the gas pump. Hit him with energy. Drill, baby, drill. We just talked about that, what, 10 minutes ago or so?
Right.
Well, DeSantis was talking about it this week. Matter of fact, he talked about it at CPAC.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, we just mentioned national security in terms of cartels. But to be energy independent means that, number one, our people can stay prosperous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inflation can be kept low, relatively speaking, if there's any other kinds of actions going on around the world. But it allows us, Captain, to make decisions rationally for ourselves and for our allies, not having to take into account. The other day, I think it was the deputy national security advisor, if I recall correctly, saying, now these sanctions, they don't touch energy. We just want to be very clear about this. You know, I'm just paraphrasing here. But really, we're fighting a war, or we're not fighting a war, but there's a war that's broken out. The allies are trying to do everything possible here, but we're not going to touch the one thing that actually makes Vladimir Putin go.
Now, a Russian missile hit a high-rise apartment building. Another missile hit a high school. The humanitarian catastrophe in Ukraine is happening right now, right in front of everybody's eyes. And then we see these vacuum bombs. That's a slang word for them. They're actually something totally different. And there's going to be more of those happening because the Russians denied. And by the way, those are illegal according to the Geneva Convention. Did you know that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they're also known as the thermobaric bombs.
Right.
Or thermobaric
and they are not allowed according to the Geneva Convention. And whoever it is that's doing this, whether it's Putin giving the order or the generals doing it, they need to wrap these guys up and put them on trial for war crimes.
Well, there will be no shortage, Captain, I think, of reasons to do that with what we're seeing happening in Ukraine.
And you saw the carpet bombs, right?
That's right.
That's something
right.
else.
Yeah, the use of these tactics or these kinds of weapons are not forgotten. It's not part of the fog of war. It's not part of that kind of thing. There are specific things that they can go after them for, and Vladimir Putin would be at the very top of the heap. No matter, let's say that everything got settled tomorrow and they pulled out of Ukraine, Vladimir Putin would still be responsible for these things.
And one of our Republican senators yesterday introduced a bill to cut off any U.S. dependence on Russian oil ever again. There would be no more buying of Russian oil under any circumstance.
Right. Ever again. That's the operative word there. Now, you could envision a time when Vladimir Putin's no longer in charge of Russia, and they could try to mend fences, as it were, with the West, but that may be a long, long way off.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with another Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Kyle Warren and myself, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take another look at the weather, and I'll bet you a dime the weather's changed since the last hour somewhere. We'll be right back.
Around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking.
1, 2, and 3, 4. Start with the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child. They got a little bud to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here. hair, get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, 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 see for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the crickets and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for my girl.
That, folks, is none other than Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. Kyle, I'll tell you what, I like that song.
Yeah, I think that's a really catchy song. I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the video's not bad either.
That's right.
All right, well, take it away out west.
All right, folks, we do have more flood watches and warnings up in the Pacific Northwest. Right now, of course, we've got some active rain. The scattered to a little bit to the west and a little bit to the north of Seattle, Washington. Also to the west of Portland and south of Portland coming across Interstate 5. The weather now going up through Salem, this the rain that we're watching on the radar map. I was a little bit of south of Salem about an hour ago, but now it looks like it's in the Salem area. And all the way down a little bit north of Eugene on I-5. So be careful. Also around Roseburg, by the way, a little bit further south of Eugene, little pocket there. But also, of course, if you're going across Highway 97 or Highway 395 in Oregon, you've got some of that rain coming across the interstate as well. Also I-84, this in the area looks like of south of LaGrande and north of North Powder. You've got the water coming across the roadway. Up on 4th of July Pass, you've got rain tonight. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, also reading rain coming across I-90. Looks like the rain also now from last hour has moved a little bit more north of Missoula, Montana, but this is going to go up through Poisson and Kalispell, so be careful out there for that. Also, we've got that dense fog, Captain, that we saw last hour as well, still persisting there as you come across, I think it's I-94 as you come over into North Dakota, also up on U.S. Highway 2, dense fog up in the northeastern corner of Montana tonight. Be careful out there.
Yeah, and over to the east of I-94, the Montana line, you've got some snow up there from Fargo on an angle all the way up to Montana and up to Canada. So that's kind of a weird way to do it, but it's about a 45-degree angle from Fargo over to the northwestern part of North Dakota. Now, taking a look at some other weather, you've got some unsettled conditions down towards Sioux Falls, rather, South Dakota, and it looks like as if they'll be getting some snow there at almost any time. And way down in the valley, McAllen, Brownsville, Texas, way down there, you got dense fog down there. And it's going to look that way going up all the way to Galveston. A little bit of fog around Houston tonight on the Gulf. A little bit of fog around New Orleans over towards Slidell tonight. Be advised of that. Then way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got what looks like to be a freeze warning and possibly some freezing drizzle or freezing fog, whatever the case might be up there. But whatever it is, it's definitely frozen precipitation. Now, over to Maine, skip way over there, the French Fry Highway, Maine Route 1, up to Presque Isle, and you're going to have some frozen precipitation up that way. Might be some freezing rain in that, too, by the looks. And then from Nova Scotia down the coastline, all the way down to Cape Cod, you've got some windy conditions there, rough surf as well, and then coming down, some fog in the Chesapeake Bay area, some fog on the coastline of North Carolina, and a little bit of wind behind some waves between Daytona and Lake Okeechobee down here on the east side of Florida. And that takes care of that. Kyle, first of all, tell us who brings us the Pilot and Flying J, and then wrap it up with your show.
Well, certainly, Captain. Yes, folks, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J. Stop in, join the Drivers Club, earn points, use the My Rewards Plus app. You can find out more at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And you can find out more about me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him being on the program and doing a diligent job there. Always on the ball, always got a lot of stuff coming up. And I'll tell you what, we really hit the nail on the head when we were able to get this comment from this young lady in Belarus yesterday. And let me go to the telephone line to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, did you hear my interview with that young lady?
I did.
What'd you think?
Well, I was happy that, you know, she called in, and, you know, everything that she had to say, we've pretty much heard from everybody else that has essentially been interviewed. It is kind of fascinating that she had relatives both in Russia and Ukraine and Belarus.
Right. And she was in Belarus right now because she couldn't get back to Ukraine, but she got back to Belarus thinking she could get back there, and she's stuck where she's at now.
Well, she needs to stay out of Ukraine. I don't know why you'd want to go into, she needs to stick with Belarus.
It's where the plane took her.
Right. Well,
yeah, it's a
don't want to go to Ukraine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, true. But she can't get in there, and so she's trying the best she can to figure out how everybody's going. They're trying to get the people out. I don't know how they're going to do that. But I put her in touch with some people down here. We got one of those teams that are in Ukraine right now working on getting people out.
It's fascinating, too, the number of people, the number of men, not only that are Ukrainian, but are from other countries, including the United States, that have made their way into Poland,
yep,
that are going into Ukraine to fight.
Yep, we had 10 of them, part of a special operations team, 6 Americans and 4 SAS British guys that went in. So that ought to be interesting. They're going to train, too. They're also going to train people.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're keeping our eyes on all of this because Russia now is not firing at military targets. They're firing at apartment buildings. They're firing
correct
at schools.
Hospitals, ambulances.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, these are all war crimes, and the weapon of choice that they used is also a weapon that's been barred on the battlefield. So, you know, these people, I hope to hell when they get this resolved one way or the other that they go after them for the war crimes they're committing. I hope. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on a Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon. And we will be right back right after the news, which is coming your way in just second or two.
And if you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.